Romans chapter 12, verse 13 is where we quit. I got to tell you, this has been one of my favorite chapters to teach. The material, I don't know if you can get better material. We left on 13, but let's start at verse 9 and read through the end of the chapter. He'll do that for us. Romans 12, 9 through the end of the chapter. Go ahead, George. Think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. And then in verse 10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. And then verse 13, the one we're on, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. That problem, you know, when we do that, we are not thinking too highly of ourselves. We are humbling ourselves. We're giving. We're being hospitable. We're offering an offering to God. We're offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. And so when we do those things, we don't do them for our own. Yes, Kay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say? He said, I am not come to be served, but to serve. Verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. If we go back to verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. So if you have been patient in tribulation and continued steadfastly in prayer, then you are equipped to do verse 15. It says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So God equips us to be what we need to be for others. Any input? Herman.
I just remember one of the first things that I learned in school. I didn't know very much. I didn't know hardly anything at all about the Bible. I knew the Bible existed. But my teacher emphasized that Jesus wept. Jesus cried. He knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But he wept. Why did he weep? Because the people around him were weeping, and he empathized with them totally and fully.
Yeah.
And
he could feel their pain.
Absolutely. I have had difficulty at times in doing memorials for people because of the sorrow that was going on out before me. And I often told people, I wasn't ashamed to cry, I just can't talk very well and cry at the same time.
That's true.
But you feel their pain.
Yes.
Jesus did, especially Lazarus too.
Yeah.
The shortest verse in the Bible.
Yeah. Right. Any other input? Okay, verse 16. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. There is a mindset. George.
Mm-hmm. Real well.
family feels that, and they act the same way. You know, they hurt each other. I think this is calling us to do the same thing. We are family. And so, it's not only self-sufficient spiritually, physically, whatever. We should feel the same way with it. And we should feel with it.
Right.
Have compassion. In terms of empathy.
Right. George first and then Joe. Joy and are happy about it. And I told him, I said, you know what? You won't find me resenting anything you do. We need to be happy about everybody's accomplishment. We don't need to be resentful. I believe that comes under this, the mindset. Be of the same mind. Somebody else had their hand in. Tom.
Also, I think, you know, we've been talking about 15 or 15 and 16 and all that other stuff. That also reminds me of the Prodigal Son.
Toward one another, do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Two verses within, 20 verses that talk about not being haughty. Not thinking too much of yourself. So what he's telling us in the middle, and then he says, be of the same mind toward one another, and do not set your high mind on things. So this mindset does not, this haughtiness does not fall in line with the ability to do what he wants us to do. If you don't have the right mindset, will you weep with those who weep? No, George.
Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Yes.
And it kind of fits right in this area. Because sometimes talking is not understanding where we all came from. And not understanding where we are. Our position is not as high on the hill as you might like to think.
Right. Yes, it does.
I have to say, here, be of the same mind one another, and I've got over here, live in harmony one to another.
Right. So, what the haughty mindset, it's not about others. That haughty mindset is not about others. It's about them. It's about me. And with that mindset, these things can't exist. Now, it says in verse 15 or 16, do not such a, okay, we're supposed to give preference to one another. So if you have somebody here that does not have the right mindset, I have spent years in associations with people who are just takers. And that's all they care about is themselves. What do I have to battle? Hey, you know those same, not the same people, but you know people just like that. They don't have this same mindset. So after years of your involvement with those people, what happens to you? What happens to your way of thinking toward them? You end up thinking like them, about them. That's right. You do. It is hard to have this mindset for people who you know don't have this mindset. If it's all about them and there's nothing in return, then soon you think, well, they're not looking out for me. So if they're not looking out for me, I have to. On the other hand, if they were looking out for you, and they were giving and giving and giving, what would your mindset be? It would be, wow, this guy, these people, they're looking out for me. They're so giving in every way, emotional support, maybe financial support, just encouragement. And now your mindset changes completely. And you're looking out for them. I think this is one of the main reasons why we're all supposed to have this mindset. Human nature will go against this mindset if all you see from somebody is take, take, take. Me, me, me. So I wondered about an experiment. I wondered about this person in my life that just take, take, take. Where did they get the idea somewhere that it's all on them? If I'm going to get what I need, I'm going to have to get it myself. Okay, we talked about that. Well, that mindset comes from nobody helping you. So if they came to that mindset, what would happen if you just started giving, 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 giving to that person until they realize, or maybe they wouldn't realize, hey, look at this. It's not all on me. I don't have to worry about everything. I don't have to scratch and claw for every little thing. I get all kinds of help. Would their mindset change from me, 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 take, 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 to give, give, give? Herman.
That last verse of that chapter, do not be overcome by evil,
if you are a person that seems to get no help, no support, nothing, is it because the people in your life have seen you only take? And they've come to the conclusion that that's all they do? They're not giving me any support in return. And so, you know what? I'm going to have to take care of myself. It's Joe. And then, okay.
I have a really good friend that was a regular attender. And he loved the Lord. And he stopped attending. He's not a DNC. But what happened was he was utilizing his talents and gifts in the church. And folks started taking advantage of his talents and gifts. And he's having trouble staying up. But we're not talking about every day. Man has a contractor and builder, and he built two pole barns for two different people in the church, and we were online. And he did it for, I think he pretty much donated his labor because it's back. So he would go in and make these things up, and he had to work. And he just got tired of being all the time.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine it would wear on you if it were just gimme, 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 and nothing in return. Who else? George? Okay.
Figure that out, believe me.
have this mindset.
Amen.
The mindset of one another.
Jesus said in Acts, more blessed to give.
Yes, he did. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And why is that? I mean, how does that really come about? I mean, does it come about physically?
Everything is given by God.
Everything is given by God.
Right.
But Jesus said, if you give up father, mother, farm, what else? Home, whatever, he said, in this life, you will get 100-fold in this life and eternal life to come. So, what is it? We are each other's father and mother,
right,
and brother and sister. Yes, Joe.
Love, kindness, and encouragement.
As
you get older, maybe all you have to
get. Yeah. And it's enough.
It is more important to me to get love, kindness, and encouragement than anything
else. I was frustrated about a taker, and I was voicing my opinion to my wife, you know, venting. And I said, just love. Give me some love. That's enough. That's enough. Anyway. Let's pray. Sorry, Kay. We're going to get to verse 20. It will be interesting. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our God, we pray, Father, that you'll help us, that you'll magnify your Spirit in us, you'll guide us, Father. You'll give us the same mind, the mind that you would have us to have. Help us not to be haughty, and help us not to be just about ourselves, but to consider others before ourselves. Father, we thank you for your Son and this great example that he provided for us. We pray you'll guide us and help us to keep you first in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.